With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following their 59-53 victory over Van Meter on Thursday. And, Coach, we talked about this. This was a game that was going to be huge for later on in the season. It was the last time you saw a 2A opponent here in the regular season play, a good opportunity to help yourself out with seeding. And, you know, while it wasn't necessarily the prettiest win, guys found a way to get the job done.
Yeah, that's a good ball team, and we shot the ball really well tonight. We probably weren't as sharp rebounding or on the defensive end as we need to be or we've been recently. So that's a little bit disappointing, but we thought it was going to be a tightly contested game, and it was good to be able to get the win.
And, I mean, you talk about it, that sharp shooting. I mean, it felt like third quarter. The first half, the shots were not falling. And it was almost just, you could kind of sense the frustration because it was a lot of really good looks. It'd be like they're three-fourths of the way down and, you know, the leprechaun or something underneath the basket just pushed them back out or something. I don't know what it was. But, you know, as a team, that had to be really frustrating too. What was just kind of the message to the guys in the locker room to just kind of keep that confidence level up, to keep firing to the point where they were able to kind of shoot themselves out of that slump?
Yeah, I think we were happy. We thought we were getting good shots, but we just kind of talked about getting even better shots. You know, we thought, they were really putting two guys on Gilbert and really fronting him and loading up on the backside. And I thought we just kind of rushed just some quick shots where Gilbert didn't even get a touch of the ball and a shot was going up. So I thought we were a little bit more patient in the second half. But more than anything, I think just the shots just went in. So if teams are going to do that to him, we're confident in our shooters. We put a lot of work in getting shots up. Trey and Ben were really able to get things going from three, and those guys have been shooting a lot better of late. So it was good to be able to make them pay in different ways. So the nice thing is we're starting to see different types of ways teams defend Gilbert. So we've seen some straight doubles. We've seen some fronts. We've seen him put big guys on him or little guys on him. And to Gilbert's credit, he's kind of has answers for everyone. And it's really even better when his teammates can help make him pay too by necking on that perimeter shot when he gets double teamed.
Absolutely, and I know we talked about him a little bit on Tuesday night after the loss to Norwalk there, but I got to highlight him again because I think as good as his performance was against Norwalk Tuesday, I think his performance tonight was even better. Ben Van Weingarten, you alluded to him, knocked down the three ball, had 11 points in the game, and then defensively, we were debating it up here on whether or not he actually gave up a bucket to Andon Watson there or whether they were all against other Eagles there. I mean, it is hard to find somebody who can, you know, contribute the way that Ben is able to do on the offensive floor while also being such a menace defensively and limiting other teams' best players to really low point totals.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable this year. He really has bought into his role of being our defensive stopper and did a great job on Tillman from Norwalk. Last game, and then did a great job on Watson tonight. Watson didn't even really get shots off against Ben, which is really fun to see. And then we knew this shooting was going to be coming from Ben. He's a very good shooter. He's proven it in all our shooting drills, especially the last couple months. He's really upped his numbers, and so we have a lot of confidence in when Gilbert draws two that he's going to make them pay. So just a great two-way game to that 3-and-D all-star that he is. Make open threes and play elite defense, and he was brilliant in both areas tonight.
Absolutely, and, you know, two other guys to talk about with that, Trey Steinkamp, you mentioned, he was able to knock down some big threes tonight and really kind of help supplement that run in the third quarter that kind of helped you guys get some space that allowed you to weather the storm of the run that Van Meter made late in the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter there. And then Garrett Wheeler, too, I thought tonight did a really nice job on the offensive end when, you know, they took away Gilbert in the first half. Second half, he knocked down some threes, and they had to respect the three a little bit more. Did a nice job of getting to the basket, too, and just really kind of stressing out the defense with, you know, the abilities of the three-point shooting with also that driving ability as well.
Yeah, I liked how both those guys played. I thought Trey did a really good job, especially in the second half, pushing the pace, some nice kick-ahead passes, and then he was able to knock down a couple threes as well. And then I thought a really big stretch of the game was the two buckets that Garrett made at the end of the third quarter. We just tried to spread him out. Gilbert picked up his third foul, so we had him on the bench. And, you know, Garrett was really big in that moment. Two downhill attacks against a good physical defender, you know, scored both off 2 feet, which is something we really talk about and stress a lot. Those are two big plays, and I think we got the lead up to 9 or 10 or, you know, after one of his baskets, and then they had the kind of crazy play at the end of the third quarter where they got 4 points in 7 seconds. So it was just great to be in that kind of game, just a different type of game, and to be able to win a different way. You know, and it's been really exciting to see our three-point shooting come around with so many different guys being able to knock down threes. Nine made threes tonight is really big. So it really becomes really difficult to guard Gilbert when those other guys are making threes.
Absolutely. And, again, we're talking to Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team, following their 53 win over Van Meter here on Thursday night. And I got to come back and talk, too, because I know we talked a little bit after Tuesday, and kind of the prevailing thought was the guard play for Van Meter was going to be the strong point. Tonight, it ends up being more the post play of Thummel and Menon and Steinfeld and, you know, some of those guys down low with their rebounding and stuff like that. Kind of a twofold off of this is, one, how beneficial was that to play a team of a little bit more of that size inside to kind of challenge you, knowing that most games you do kind of have that size advantage, but then also to have a matchup where you came in kind of preparing for one thing, but, you know, hadn't played them, so you weren't really sure, you got another thing and had to kind of make adjustments.
Yeah, I think we knew they're a very good offensive rebounding team, and we knew that was a strength of theirs. You know, I think feeling them in person, they were even better and more physical than we anticipated. I think we're taller than they are, but they weigh more, and you know, they were just probably more aggressive to the old glass. So we had them at 13 offensive rebounds, which is it's going to get you beat most nights. So we're disappointed in that stat. We take great pride of, we want to be an elite offensive rebounding team, and we want to be able to take away those boards for our opponents, and we weren't great on either of those ends tonight. So we didn't get a lot of second chance points, and we gave up way too many. So we'll keep addressing that. It's something that we talk about and work on a daily basis. Credit Van Meter, those two guys are, those three guys actually are just super aggressive. And I think, you know, to me, rebounding is a mindset. And, you know, unfortunately, those guys came out with a tougher mindset on the glass tonight. And we really got to clean that up. I think for us to make a postseason run, you can't do it getting beat, you know, that bad on the offensive glass. So I still think that's going to be a strength for ours, but we just, you know, can't take it for granted just because we have some tall guys that the balls are just going to, you know, come to us. We got to be aggressive, be tough, and go finish those possessions. I think our guards did an outstanding job of forcing a lot of missed shots tonight, but we didn't clean up enough.
Absolutely. And I got to talk about this because it's something we haven't had to talk about too much, but got a big one coming up on Monday. Before I talk about that matchup itself, first time this team is, or only the second time since Christmas, this team has really had to go on the road. I mean, I know technically Pella gets counted as a road game, but it's not, you know, that's not a true road game. You had the one at Fairfield where you left the Tulip City here.
Yeah.
You know, nice, really long road trip. You know, something that these guys haven't really had to deal with much since Christmas, as I mentioned. What's kind of the mindset going into the next couple of days of practice to just make sure that there's, you know, that mental, the mental side of things to go along with that, with the long road trip and the excitement? Obviously, there's the excitement of the memories made, but also just making sure that you're ready to go after that first long bus ride and however long.
Yeah, well, I think that first one starts off with the next couple of days of practice. You know, it's already been two games this week, so tomorrow we'll probably be a little bit lighter, and then we'll really get after it on Saturday. Burlington Notre Dame is an outstanding team, undefeated. Very likely they'll be 19-0 when we play them on Monday. Have a really really good 6'4 point guard who's going Division I, signed with, I think, Western Illinois. So that's going to be a big one. They just have a nice all-around team. I think they're, you know, ranked, you know, 1 through 3 in all the different polls. So they'll be really good. It'll be a big game for them. I'm sure they'll be really, you know, anxious to get up for a big school. They don't play, you know, a ton of schools this direction. So just kind of fun to have new rivals and stuff like that. We don't get over there very, very often. So that's a really big game to kind of start that week. So and it's just fun to go back on the road with the guys. I feel like anytime you travel, you know, especially we're really starting to bond on the court, and it's just good to have that time together off the court too. So we're really, really excited about next week, having, you know, the two road games to start the week, and then obviously the rivalry game at the end of the week. So, but we'll take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, keep getting better, keep kind of trying to figure out better ways to you know, score and defend and rebound and keep fighting. Just very proud of how our team is, you know, progressing this season, how close they are, how coachable they are. Just really smart, high IQ team. So it's been really fun. It's been a blast. So can't wait to go on the road with these guys, and excited to play another quality opponent. I think Coach Brandehorst has done an unbelievable job with our schedule, just really challenging us in a good mix of all different types of levels. It's really been really beneficial for our kind of success and our progression throughout the season. So yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great to get back at it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to making the trip with you guys, too. I'm really looking forward to being back above 500, right? I mean, I've been on the road with you twice, last year with Central, and we went 1-1 with those two, with Wesleyan and then Washington St. Louis, and then the football team this year. I went 1-1 with Trainer and Clarinda. I'm looking forward to getting back on the right side of that, but appreciate your time as always. Looking forward to Monday, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you.
Once again, that was head coach of the Petlik Christian Boys basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following a 59-53 victory over Van Meter here on Thursday night, powered by Hy-Vee.